Walk carefully on the stairs. The violet eyes were filled with tears. Marcy, we're going to make you well. Do you hear, darling? Nod if you can hear. Behind the bushes, the girl gave an involuntary shake of her head. Her cheeks were wet. She always cried at this point. Imagination, precisely trained at verisimilitude, presented the scene with dazzling clarity. The man's face bent tenderly over his limp burden, the woman moaning as she held her silk scarf on the mangled arm, the blood dripping step by step on the carpet. The blood was a poignant feature, and so was the long convalescence, which, though less susceptible to visualization than the ceremonial procession up the stairs, had all the charm of indeterminate length. There would be weeks, months of lying in a bedroom of the Lenning house, while Mrs. Lenning sat on the edge of her bed, reached out a hand in the velvet housecoat, stroked her hot forehead. It was this period, on the whole, which made the dog rescue more satisfactory than the swimming pool one. In the latter, though there was the same sensational courage about her dash to the water, the same fortitude in her desperate efforts to keep the child's head above water, even the same misty finale in Mr. Lenning's arms, the epilogue would be shorter. Near drowning.